De-extinction is the process of reviving a species by creating organisms which are either a member of an extinct species or greatly similar. While this process has many logistical issues, let's only look at how this might possibly be achieved in the first place. Cloning is the most widely proposed method. It would work by extracting the DNA from a preserved cell belonging to the target species and putting it into an egg cell, which would then be developed into a full organism by a close relative species. This requires two things: complete DNA and a related species, which means that this method would only be feasible for recently extinct species. The dinosaurs are too long gone for recovery. Which species are the best candidate for de-extinction by using this process then? Chief among these is the woolly mammoth. Carcasses of extremely well-preserved woolly mammoths have been found in Siberian tundra. Unfortunately, freezing is seldom kind to DNA molecules, and chances are that we couldn't find enough of it intact for cloning. Another candidate would be the thylacine, a species which used to live on the island of Tasmania, and which is related to the numbat and the Tasmanian devil. The thylacine went extinct because of overhunting, with the last thylacine dying in 1936 in a zoo. While a project to clone the thylacine was started, it was stopped, again because of the problem of DNA degradation. Ultimately, it is the fragility of DNA which is the main obstacle of de-extinction by cloning. Mammal DNA can only survive at most 15 years after death of an organism. Until we can rebuild DNA like a puzzle, using many different cells as a source to obtain an intact molecule, de-extinction by cloning will remain a pipe dream.